Calling, I can help you.
Hello, is Aaron in yet?
Is what?
Aaron. May I speak with Aaron?
Aaron? That's...
Yes.
All right, may I know your name,
yes,
please? Who am I speaking with?
Monique Raymond. Monique Raymond.
Monique. It's Monique?
Monique. Monique.
Monique, all right. How are you doing, Monique?
I'm doing fine. You told me to call back.
All right. How can I help you, Monique?
I was calling to find out if I received my USB yet.
All right. First of all, Monique, could you please speak a bit clear? Because, you know, I cannot understand you. Either you are at a remote place or something, or you have a bad reception.
I said I was calling to find out if you received my USB drive, if Aaron shipped it.
No, it's not shipped yet. I have just checked into my system. It's not been shipped yet because it shows that the payment
is
still
pending. My test is tomorrow. I paid already.
How much did you pay?
I already sent the money, $299 and $1,450.
No,
I paid $1,700.
I'll be very honest with you because I'm a supervisor here and I actually deal things, right? And since I can see, you know, ever since I just clocked into the shift today, I've been receiving calls from your end, all right? And there's nobody who can cater this concern right now other than me. So you just got to listen to what I'm going to tell you right now, okay?
My test is tomorrow.
Yes, your test is tomorrow. You're not supposed to worry about that. All right. See, your USB has been shipped to an agent, all right, but it will not be delivered to you until the payment has been cleared into the system.
I already paid the money. It cleared from my bank. So $1,700, everything.
In specific,
I paid $299.
USB drive. How much did you pay for the USB drive?
$1,450.
No, it was an initial payment that you might have paid, right?
And $299.
And $299. Did you pay the deposit?
I paid everything, sir.
No, actually,
I paid
the system is showing to me that there is a deposit of $500, which is
I
a
paid
safety
$500.
Deposit.
I paid $500. I paid $950, and I paid $299. I made three payments.
All right, let me just clarify once again. Initially, you paid $500, right? And then you paid $50, is that right?
$950,
perfect. And then how much did you pay again? $299.
Yes.
All right, so the entire total becomes of $1,749. Now, this consists of different things. You know, this includes the service charge, the expert's cost, and the shipment fee, everything. But it does not include the safety deposit of $500 that will be refunded back to you once we are done with your exam. Nobody just told you about this?
My test is tomorrow.
Exactly.
And
your test is tomorrow, and I'm actually wondering why nobody has informed you about this, because since you are calling on this number and there is a concern being raised by a client and nobody is here to cater that, so I'm also going to speak with my manager that what's happening with your order, because the guy who is actually dealing with your exam is sick, you know, is in a sick leave, and he will not be coming.
I paid $700, I paid $235, I paid all the fees that they asked me, every single thing, everything they asked me. So
no,
I don't understand why I can't get the U.S.
I do understand your concern, Monique, and since now you called me, my responsibility is to solve your concern, and that's what exactly you're looking for as well, right? I'm sure that you're also...
My test is in the morning.
That will be done. That will be done for sure. There is no other
question. How? It's in person.
It's in person. The agent will deliver you the USB, all right, in this evening.
How? How am I going to get it? He told me it takes over 24 hours to get it. There's no way for it to make it here if it has not been shipped.
Since I have the system in front of me and I can see all the updates being posted onto your order form, all right? The shipment has been proceeded and the agent has received the USB drive, but it's not being delivered to you. There is a reason behind this, which I have just explained to you. right? There is a safety deposit of that specific thing that is being delivered to you, and that will be refunded back to you once we are done with this entire process. Now, I'm not sure why nobody has told you about this once this payment has been cleared.
I have been trying to get this USB for 2 months.
Are you available on WhatsApp? Let me add you on my number and let's just, you know, get this sorted, because tomorrow is your exam and I'm sure that you don't want to miss that, right? You have already spent a few bucks on that.
It's no way for me to get a USB. My test is not even where I live at. It's no way for me to pick it up at a mailbox and travel. So it's not making any sense. How am I going to take it? And I can't be in two places at one time. If it does not come today, I won't have it.
It will come
today.
It's not making what any I'm telling sense. You. It will come today. It's not going to get late. That's I'm trying to explain you. You have to understand.
Aaron told me that Monday, and I didn't get it. I cannot give $500 more dollars for nothing that I can't keep receiving.
No, Monique, see. I understand that you're not refraining anything, but the thing is that since it's not been notified to you, that's not even your fault, right? Aaron did not have an idea about it, and he's on a sick leave, so he will not be able to cater your any concern today.
So basically, you want me to pay $2,000 for one test, and you cannot receive a refund over if you don't pay over $2,000. So I'm not worried about a refund. I don't need a refund. All I need is my USB. No refund. Just please send me my USB. I don't need no refund.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what I'm telling you. There is a safety deposit.
I don't need a refund.
There is a safety deposit of $500 that has to be cleared.
I already sent everything I have.
Can we have your WhatsApp number? Can we just have a conversation?
I don't know my WhatsApp number.
I'm sorry?
I don't have a WhatsApp. Hold on. I don't have a WhatsApp number.
Or what number do you have to contact you? What's your number? What's your good number to contact you?
706-741-9883. I don't have $500. I gave you all over $3,000. I have no more money.
Okay,
$3,000.
How can I help you? You can tell me how can I help you then.
I need the USB.
That's what I'm telling you.
What do you mean?
You need that.
I don't have
that. This has to be paid. I've also messaged you from my number. Did you get your first?
Okay. Well, I guess you're not gonna help me do my test. So I guess
I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you, but if you will
understand, I do not have $500 more. I gave you $3,000. I gave you $700 for the software.
I
gave you $235 for the class.
All right, can I be honest
with you? You did no homework. I did all my homework.
No, everything will be done. First of all.
No, I did everything.
You're speaking with a supervisor who has the information of every now and then, first of all. Second of all is that I'm not asking anything that has to go into my pocket, right? I do not have any concern with
I don't have $500 more dollars.
Okay, let me
I don't have $500 more dollars.
If you won't let me complete my version, how do you think that I'll be able to explain you what's going on here?
But I don't have $500.
Okay, then
I have no more money.
Because you will keep
I just sent $299.
Okay, let me. Why don't you just hear me out, and then you will decide if I'm right or wrong. Okay? See, the thing is, Monique, that your exam is around the corner, all right? It's been already due tomorrow. And one way or another, we have to do this, okay? The USB has to be delivered today, all right, in the evening, so that you can just collect that, and we can certainly get this done today, tomorrow, number one. Number two is that what am I telling you is that I have every information right in front of me in the system. I'm not telling you anything on my personal
behalf. He told me that Monday, and I didn't get it.
About that, you understand? See, you understand a human error could be possible in any organization, all right? It could be possible in any organization. So it's something that nobody can commit to in this. And, of course, We are human. We do mistakes. So that was a mistake that happened from him. And I'll make sure that since he's not today, I will take the responsibility and will get things done for you. Because you are concerned and you will keep on calling. You know, if you will call again, I'll drop the call. And there's nobody to help you out. I'm trying to help you out. I'm trying to figure things out for you. Okay, so if you will help me to, you know, get things sorted for you, then only I'll be able to help you in this way.
But I do not have any more $500. I sent all the money I have.
First of all,
so how can
you
help
me? Message?
What message?
I have just messaged you from my number. Did you get it first of all? Seven oh 706-741-9883. I've just messaged you on this number. You get it?
Yes, I got a message.
Okay, Monique. See, since I have explained you the entire situation, I guess that I should rest my case. I do not have anything further to say. So let's say if you are actually trying to get things sorted, all right, and if you are looking to a way out, then do notify me over there. I'll be able to help you out, all right? And you know, you trust this. It's only me who can help you in this situation. Otherwise, all your money that paid has been, it's just going to waste it because tomorrow is an exam, and if nobody helps you today, it goes wasted. Do you understand that? Now you suggest me, what am I supposed to do?
I don't know, because a USB drive is not going to come in 5 hours.
It will
it's not going to make it.
It will come, I can guarantee.
No, it's not.
I can guarantee.
It's not. I don't live where they...
No. Agent already have hands on it, all right? It's just that...
He told me that yesterday.
Okay, listen to me. It just have to be dispatched from his end. That's all. And it will be delivered to you in less than 3 hours. Not even 5 hours, in less than 3 hours. But only... if you are, you know, following what I'm saying to you.
I don't have $500. I sent $299. I sent $299. He asked for $299. I gave him $299. I don't have $500 more. Can you work with me with the? I have $100. That's it. No more money. I don't have any money.
I can. I wish I could have that kind of money so I could have just helped you. I'm a friendly person. I do like helping people. But it's something that I do not have that amount of in my pocket, right? I cannot just put $400 out of my own pocket. You have to understand this. Neither company is going to bear that amount, nor me can be just, you know, paying this amount for you because I don't even have that amount, right? Let's say if I would have just have that money in my pocket, I would have accommodated you.
But why can't you? But why can't you work with me? I don't have any more money.
I understand that, Monique, but that's the only solution I can offer you right now because...
I don't have $500.
There's no way
I can get that kind of money.
What I can do for you, you suggest me, because I'm trying to help you out and it seems like that she... I do understand that
so
you're...
So can you send it for $200? I don't have any money. I have no more money. I don't understand where your company... I don't understand where your company thinks the money comes from. Nobody has that kind of money.
That. I understand that.
The class is only an $800 class. I already spent $3,000 on a class that only costs $800.
All right. Can I? Because since we are having a conversation, I should offer you something which is very, let's say, convertible for you. All right. Tell me one thing first of all. Do you have any next class coming up in this semester or next semester?
Yes, I do. But it's not going to help me because they're all in person. No, they're not on the computer. All in person. Not going to help me at all. All
not
in person.
See, when you're taking in person, you always have an opportunity to take assistance from our end. Why? Let me tell you one. Because I've also been... and I have graduated from, and I took help from this company, you know, and then I later on I just, you know.
All the tests are going to be in person, and I have no USB.
When we get assignments, all right, we actually can just take assistance in that. We can simply just email the assignments to the company. You can get that assignment solved. You can submit those yourself. Just that's how it works. We can still help you in person.
That's not how it works. I cannot email you anything because there's no phones allowed. I need the USB. I don't know what
talking
about.
I'm talking about the upcoming class that is going to be in semester. Why? You do not.
It's all in-person exams. It's nothing of what you're talking about.
Okay. Right now, I have offered you a solution for this. Let's forget about the rest of the thing. I will be giving you a compensation in your next semester if there's anything possible. All right? There's any assistance possible?
I need the USB. That's all I need. The next class, I still need the same USB. That's it, the USB. It's no software.
Okay. So what do you think now? Can I just, have that agent to dispatch that specific product for you so that we can get this sorted? But that has deposit that has to be paid right now. In order to process this invoice, I'll just have to make some few phone calls, and then everything will be just done for you. And we'll also keep you be posted about everything. Since you also have my personal number, so I have taken this responsibility. We'll get you an update on it.
I don't have your... Can you reduce the price?
I wish it could be just in my hand, but I cannot do that. I certainly can't. I wish I could have just do that. It's a 500 safety deposit that has to be proceeded into this account in order to get things... process for you. Else I would have just offered you a way out for this. Definitely that would be in my hand to cut down the cost. I certainly cannot.
So can I speak to you? Can do 250.
No, you're saying the same thing, Monique, but I certainly do not have things in my hand. What can I do for you? That's the best I can do for you.
So the best thing is you're just going to let the company's just going to let me fail because I've gave all my money. I gave $1,700.
It's not going to let you fail, but there are things which are not in our hand, that has to be made from your end in order to get things proceeded.
There's no way it's going to make it here before 5 o'clock. It's no way.
I'm telling you, if you
even
have
if I, even if I pay the $500, it's not going to be in the mailbox again, and I still lose $2,200 and no USB.
Can you just trust me on this? You will not lose even a penny, because in this way, once I have this,
you don't give back any deposits. You don't give any deposits. It's a lot. You just show me a screenshot and say you can't give any deposits either unless it's $2,000 balance. And I never get a deposit back. I mean, it's all lies. I just need the USB. Why can't you work with me on the price? I'm not going to get any money back.
See, Monique, let me tell you one thing, first of all. If it's something that is my, it's the policies which has been generated from my end, then I could have just do any compensation or a debit on that.
If it was two more days, I mean, but I don't understand how a USB is going to come in 5 hours for my test. It doesn't make any sense. You wait this late, and then I'm not going to get it. How is the USB going to arrive now? How? Where?
It's no five-hour mail. See, you are not trusting me, then what am I supposed to tell you? If there is no trust relationship, then what do you think? Do we get it to any
I done gave you everything. I trusted you Monday with the $299.
No, it was
my test is in less than...
Right? Let me tell you one thing, Monique. See, your agent has been shipped that product. It's been shipped to your agent. Now, it's just that he is supposed to deliver you, and that's all. Why you're not understanding this? And I just have to
agent going to give it to me when it's at a mail? It's at the post office.
I'm sorry?
It's being delivered to a post office box. The post office closes at 5. How is he going to put it in the post office box?
One way or another. This is a company. This is established business that we are doing. If this has been cleared from your end, one way or another, that USB is going to be delivered to you before 5 o'clock, that's all. You have to trust me on this, okay? It's just not that we are depending on the post office. We do have some people who are integrated with this company, associated with this other organization, and do things personally. All right? There are a lot more ways to get you that product delivered. It's just not that we are dependent on the post office.
Okay, give me the email again for another lie that I won't get my USB. This is, it's not really, you know, when the other students ask me about the company, I'm going to have to tell them the truth.
You will have to tell them truth, and you will only just tell them the truth. Why? Because you will get the product which I'm talking about right now, and everything will be just done as per my
permit.
Just
give me the email. Just give me the email.
What email are you asking?
Give me the whatever you want me to send the Zelle money to, so I could get the fake USB that you keep lying about.
I'm not lying to you. You're getting frustrated for no reason. But
please,
I'm going to share.
Please send me the Zelle email. Please send me the Zelle email.
All right. I'm doing it. Thank you. Are you still on the line? Hello? Hello?